Good morning. You're listening on a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, put your winter cap on. There is a winter storm warning in effect. It's not for today. It starts tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to Thursday morning, 7 a.m. The storm warning is for basically all of far eastern New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, and all the way down through New York City, over into New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And the warning I'm seeing this morning, Alan, has only upped the accumulations from 7 to 12 inches localized amounts, 15 inches of heavy snow, another storm in a week.
David, I've had it. Just had it. I think we're being set up again. This is just too much. We had just been down for a weekend in the Big Easy visiting our son and grandchildren, and I have to say, the first day we got there was in the 80s. And I said, oh, this is just wonderful. And isn't it terrible what's going on back home? I feel so badly. And then we come back and say, we're not through with you yet. And I'm going to try to follow my own advice to be very careful about not traveling if you can avoid it.
Be careful out there. We'll continue to bring you the latest weather information as it comes in. And speaking of information, let's start with the news. Boy, what about the ex-Trump aide Sam Nunberg yesterday? He was fired in 2015. He went on a number of media outlets yesterday to say he would refuse a special counsel subpoena and then set cable news and social media alight. From the Times this morning with a series of odd interviews about the Russian meddling inquiry. He said he wouldn't testify, but afterward then said he will testify.
He will. They've put people in jail for months and months and months who don't testify. He says he doesn't like Donald Trump. It sounds like he may have a little something against him for having been fired early in that campaign. And he either has information or he doesn't, or he has a particular personal problem without going any further than that, which may cause his jabberwockiness. He went on virtually every channel and talked about how he's not going to put me in jail and I don't have to do what he, Mueller, says and I don't have to go before a grand jury. And he already has information, and he came very close to saying that information was very detrimental to Trump.
He even made claims like Trump knew about the Russian meeting.
Frankly, I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised. I do know that Trump was involved on that airplane in coming up with a response when the accusation was made that his people were not telling the truth about what the purpose of that meeting were, that his son was involved in the meeting, his son-in-law was involved in the meeting. And if Trump was in on the drafting of the response to what was happening, then I got to assume he knew about it. But assuming, David, and knowing are two different things.
Well, let's talk tariffs. Potential for a trade war. Donald Trump says he's not backing down, even though the GOP is pushing back. Fearing a trade war, Republicans, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, have appealed to the president to relent on these steel and aluminum tariffs.
Well, look, I think he's in some real political trouble with his own people. No question to me that the Republicans hate this thing. They're basically free traders. They like the way it is. But this is typical Trump. This is the, quote, art of the deal. Add up all the points, all the things we could do to them and all the things that they could do back. And then what would we do to them if they did that? We know that this is the way he behaved as a businessman, except that he now thinks that doing international business is the same as doing Trump business. In any case, there's our best friends, Canada and Mexico. He says he's not counting them out. He's not giving them a free pass, but he's using them to change the rules of NAFTA, which he has talked about since he assumed office and before, when he was a candidate.
Speaking of candidates, how about this from the state politics blog? Republican Senator John DeFrancisco yesterday insisted he wants to avoid a primary for GOP nomination for governor, as Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who we talked about yesterday, is expected to officially enter the race. He said, among other things, DeFrancisco, maybe I should have bought a dog.
That's pretty funny. Look, I think DeFrancisco knows this thing is unraveling for him. For a while there, it looked like he was the primary candidate that Republicans had. But he is with the state Senate. He's a number two guy there. He knows that at very best, if they hold on, if the Republicans hold on, it's going to be by a hair. And so he wanted to go out, I assume, as a gubernatorial candidate. However, Mark Molinaro, who is not the same old out of the state Senate that DeFrancisco is. DeFrancisco, in his interview with us, David, made it quite clear that there were many things about Donald Trump he liked. This is not a year in New York State to be liking Donald Trump. He's got to face the fact that this is a state that is going to be wildly voting against Trump and anything that comes close to him. I think Molinaro is a different kind of cat, and I think Molinaro would do better as a gubernatorial candidate.